feet.
Looking, firing, end zone, it is caught! Touchdown, Addison!
Ball with a high snap. Floats it. Watson up top! It is caught! Touchdown, Packers! Green Bay's got the lead!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports, courtesy of the call, as we get set for the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at the frozen tundra. Is it going to be frozen? I was actually looking at the, there's a website, and I promote them a pretty decent amount, especially on Sundays, NFLweather.com, where they have like everything like very tidy. Here's the weather forecast currently for all of Sunday's games, because, you know, it's November, and a lot of these games are outdoors. And it's the holiday season. And it's actually, like, it's going to be 51 degrees on Sunday at Lambeau. Maybe Greta Thunberg? Is she right? I'm kidding. I'm making a joke, everybody. I don't think the weather is going to be bad, like, this weekend in general. Like, it doesn't look like it. At least it's Wednesday. Still time for things to change. I don't think we're going to have to talk about a ton of wind games. I'm hoping that that's not the case. Obviously, we'll find out more as we progress toward Sunday. So just like whatever, the field at Lambeau on Sunday for the Packers and the Vikings. Green Bay, as it stands right now, is a 6.5-point home favorite. The total in the game is 41. We don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play yet. I feel like he's not going to. Like, Matt LaFleur wants to take this until maybe Friday before they rule him out. My best guess is that Josh Jacobs is not playing. So if you've got him in fantasy, I think like Emmanuel Wilson is going to be the one-for-one replacement. I like Chris Brooks also. But you should plan on him being out. Not 100%, but my guess is that he is going to not play in the game. You know, when I think about this game, it really just comes down to J.J. McCarthy for me. And I know that that's kind of like a low-hanging fruit way of analyzing the game, but like, can we just be real about this? He's not very good. That doesn't mean that he can't be good. Like, he hasn't started that many games. He missed all of last season. And we told you the Kevin O'Connell quote yesterday that he said on KFAN, the Minnesota station, the Odyssey station in Minnesota, that when talking about JJ's development, he's, quote, waiting for the cement to dry. It's an unfinished product. And he was brutal last week against the Chicago Bears. And then he did that thing at the end of the game where he turns into Tom Brady. And what I said is, he's like somewhere on the scale with Eli Manning on one extreme and Tim Tebow at the other, of the will suck for 55 minutes and then somehow pull it out of his derriere in the final 5 minutes. Probably closer to Tebow on that scale right now, but still time to turn it around. You know, Drew Dinsick, the whale capper from NBC Sports, was on our show yesterday. He likes Green Bay. I think I'm going to like Green Bay also. Not placed a bet yet. I reserve the right to change my mind. I don't know that I would bet Minnesota right now with JJ on the road against... You know, the Packers' offense is certainly hit or miss. I do like the Packer defense. So Packers are nothing for me. And I just wanted to throw something out there, and I had actually planned on doing this long form on the show today. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. And certainly, like, when we get through Thanksgiving, we'll start really talking a lot about the playoff picture in the NFL as it starts to crystallize, right? Right now at BetMGM, and I think this is actually, like, a fascinating bet to think about making. And I just want to be clear. I have not made this bet yet. I may. Haven't made it yet. But I think it's worth discussing. And you, our listeners and viewers, worth thinking about. So right now, the Green Bay Packers at BetMGM are minus 400 to make the playoffs. Plus 310 to miss. So they're 6-3-1, right? Okay. Let's assume they win on Sunday, right? They're 6.5-point home favorites. 7-3-1. Here's their schedule. And this is what I want to do. In your head, let's do the Mike Francesa, Mad Dog Russo, Mike and the Mad Dog, like win-loss game, right? And ask yourself this question when I say the game. Not like, will the Packers lose? But is there, like, Packers 6.5 at home against the Vikings are probably going to win. There will be some of these games where maybe they're like a small favorite. Like, they could lose these games. Are you ready? Thanksgiving at Detroit. home Bears, at Denver, at the Bears, home Ravens, at the Vikings. So I'll play it out. At the Lions, loss, 7-4-1. Let's say they split with the Bears. Okay, that gets them to 8 wins. At Denver, loss. Home Baltimore, loss. At Minnesota, call it a win. Great, 9-8-1. Or excuse me, 9-7-1. Does that get the Packers in? Chicago is already at 7. San Francisco is already at 7. They're both favorites this weekend. I still think the Packers are going to make it. I don't know who's going to miss, whether it's going to be, I hope it's not Chicago. The Niners defense stinks, but their schedule's really easy. Not that Green Bay's definitely out, but I think you can agree, like the listener or viewer, right? Unless you think the Packers are just going to run the table and beat all these teams, which is possible, right? Do you think that minus 400 seems a little long for the Packers to be in that market? Just something to think about. I do like them in this game on Sunday, for what it's worth. You better you bet on this Wednesday. The next game on BetMGM is the Patriots and Bengals. We've touched on that game a lot with Joe Burrow back at practice today. New England still 7.5, still 50.5. Bears and the Steelers in Chicago. The Bears, a juiced 2.5-point home favorite, total is 45. We are waiting, obviously, to see if Aaron Rodgers will play quarterback in this game. He's got the wrist injury and his non-throwing wrist won't require surgery. Mike Tomlin basically said yesterday that Rodgers doesn't have to practice today, Wednesday, or tomorrow, Thursday. Friday will be the big day to determine if Rodgers can play on Sunday. And I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday on the show about this game. I like the Bears no matter what. I don't trust the Steelers defense, even though they did play pretty well last week against the Bengals. I will give them credit for that. I don't trust this defense. And I think the Bears have got it going on right now. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good gets better and your better gets best. Bears -2.5. 1-2.5. I do like the Bears on Sunday. Lions and the Giants. Where we are at right now, side and total market, Detroit 10.5. Total is 50. We touched on this earlier in the show, and in case you missed it, Jackson Dart at practice today for the Giants. No contact for Jackson Dart. He remains in concussion protocol, but per Jordan Renan and Dan Dugan and others that cover the team, Dart is on track to start on Sunday in Detroit. And my sense is that that news, once it's officially announced that Dart is in and Jameis Winston goes to the bench, and let's see what this Lions injury report looks like as the week develops. And remember, Sunday night against the Eagles, they were down 3 of their 4 members of their secondary, right? I think that this may go down to 10. And if and when it does, this is just like all Detroit, all the time. They just got stuffed into a locker by the Eagles, and now they get to play the Giants. And I try to tell you all the time, right? The Giants stink. They are not good. How do I know that? Because they lose every game. And you think they're going to keep it close in Detroit after the way the Lions lost on Sunday night? To you, I say, good luck and Godspeed. Seahawks and the Titans is an interesting betting market. Seattle is a 13.5-point road favorite. This was 12.5 earlier in the week. I bet it at 13. Femi and I talked about that yesterday on the show. So I have a Seattle -13 ticket. Total in the game is 40.5. And this sounds like a little bit of a crazy thing to say because the number's huge and Seattle's on the road. I actually think the number's still short with Seattle 13.5. I don't know what number I would need to bet Tennessee. Like, yes, the Titans defense was reasonably good last week against Davis Mills and the Texans. Like, this is not that. And I know that Darnold face-planted against the Rams. That's the Rams. That's a spot where the lights are really bright, and everybody's watching. This is the Seahawks and the Titans in the 1 o'clock Eastern window on Sunday when Colts, Chiefs, Steelers, Bears, Patriots, Bengals, Vikings, Packers are all on at the same time. No one's going to be watching. This is like when A-Rod for the Yankees would come up and they'd be losing like 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth, and he'd hit like a 500-foot solo homer. It was It was the A-Rod special. Down in the game, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, losing by a million runs. Here's one that he hits to Jupiter. Like, or not, it hits it to Long Island. A moonshot from A-Rod. An A-bomb from A-Rod. And the Yankees cut the deficit to 8-2. This is the Sam Darnold A-Rod spot at Tennessee. How are the Titans scoring in this game on the Seattle defense? This is like, how's it happening? A.J. Brown going to play for them? Like Eddie George and Chris Johnson, CJ2K in the backfield? How's it happening? Like prime Javon Curse, the freak, rushing the passer? I don't see it. I think the Seahawks win, and I think it's a mauling on Sunday in the Music City. And last game for us to hit, and we will have touched on every single game for Week 12 in the NFL in today's edition of the show. Well, I guess I didn't do Falcons-Saints. Maybe we'll save that, and I'll do it next hour. I did it yesterday a little bit, too. Jaguars and the Cardinals in the desert. Jacksonville's a juice 2.5-point road favorite, total 47.5. I think we need to give the Jaguars a lot of credit, in all seriousness, right? So they have the epic fourth-quarter collapse in Houston a couple weeks ago, and Brian Thomas Jr. doesn't play, and Travis Hunter's done for the year. And they show up on Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers, or at home against the Chargers, rather, and absolutely smash them from pillar to post and embarrass the Los Angeles Chargers. We're going to be a playoff team when it's all said and done. That is an unbelievable job by the Jaguars, not just getting up off the mat, but getting up off the mat and swinging. It's a great job by them. Brian Thomas Jr. back at practice today for Jacksonville in a limited fashion with his ankle injury. I would love to be able to trust the Jaguars. I don't think I do. And I think the way I'd like to bet this game is when it goes to 3, I want to take it with the Arizona. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to play. I still think I want to take the 3 with the Arizona Cardinals. Reserve the right to change my mind, but that's where I'm at now. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. We will start talking hoops, college, and the NBA here on a Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.